The Last of the Bonegilla Girls, written by Victoria Perman and read by Jennifer Valetti. Chapter 1. 9th of April, 1954. 16-year-old Elisabetta Schmidt blinked open her sleepy eyes. The camp. The words were being murmured from one family to another on the rust-red train. Like a Chinese whisper, they had spread from carriage to carriage, seat after seat, over hats and scarved heads and little children's curls, in hushed and tired voices like a wave. Their journey was almost over. 6 weeks earlier, the Schmidt family had left their home in Hessenthal to take the train to Bremerhaven on Germany's North Sea coast and begun their journey on the Fair Sea around Europe to Malta, then Port Said in Egypt, and to Melbourne via Perth. After a rough voyage over the Great Australian Bight, during which Elisabetta's mother had been sick every day, they'd berthed at Port Melbourne and then crossed a wharf and climbed aboard the train with many carriages. It was almost midnight now, and Elisabetta was tired and anxious, having had only snatches of sleep on the journey. What would they find when the train finally stopped? The leather seats were a small comfort. She and her family had been forced onto all kinds of trains before with nothing so luxurious. They had had no windows and only wooden planks to sit on. Elisabetta didn't mind this Australian train at all. She pulled her brand new winter coat tighter around her and lifted the collar to cover her ears. The sobbing from behind her had begun an hour before, and the woman hadn't stopped. Elisabetta didn't recognize the words, but thought it might be Russian, perhaps, or Ukrainian. Elisabetta had been surrounded by languages her whole life. She still remembered a few words in Hungarian, was fluent in German, and had picked up some English in the classes provided on the Fair Sea on the voyage over and from lessons from her father. She recognised the harshness of Polish with all its zeds and zheds, the passionate roar of Italian and the musicality of Greek, in which everything seemed to end in ki. People had picked up languages like scraps of food, anything to help survive the war. The train slowed and lurched and then pulled up with a brake squeal like fingernails on a blackboard, and the woman behind Elisabetta began howling in earnest now. Someone whispered in German. No matter where they came from, everyone understood some German.
Sie war in den Lagern. Sie mag es nicht, Züge. Sie verstehen?
She was in the camps. She doesn't like trains. You understand? There were murmurs and nods of agreement all around. The rattle of the train stilled, and Elisabetta stared out the window into the black nothingness. There wasn't a star in the sky. Dim lights brightened an uncovered platform on its own in the empty dark, but there were no buildings to be seen. There was a strange whistling in the dark, a rustle of leaves, perhaps, in the distance. The sobbing woman howled again, which set off a couple of tired children who began to squawk. Slowly, everyone around her stood, collected their belongings and bags, reached for the hands of children, and moved down the carriage towards the open doors. Elisabetta stayed close to her parents, Josef and Berta.